We're starting with an America theme because we're going to Coeur d'Alene and they have some Americana things, among many other things, going along there in Coeur d'Alene in the next few weeks. As I had mentioned, there is the Coeur d'Alene Symphony Concert tonight at 7:30 and then tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Kroc Center. And we spent time yesterday, including having those amazing performers joining in on that. But also coming up this weekend is Living Through the Fire. This is Saturday and Sunday. It's the show, the original show created by Coeur d'Alene Summer Theater as a school show, a children's show about the famed Ed Pulaski from the Great Fire, the 1910 fire story. We'll catch up with all of that, but let's begin simply with a song from that. And it's Jed Davis, the artistic director of Coeur d'Alene Summer Theater, along with pianist Henry McNulty, singing the song We Kept Running. Let's go to the studio for that.
Spreading ash and fire everywhere it will. And you and I were running, surrounded by the sound of breaking twigs and crackling leaves. And the fire was tracking us down, chasing us down, but we kept running. We kept running. Come on, fire, do your worst.
That pretty well gets the feeling of running away from a fire in 1910. That's We Kept Running, sung by Jed Davis, joined by the pianist Henry McNulty from that show, which is being given a set of public performances this weekend. So, Jed, you're running from the fire.
Running from the high notes.
Yeah, let's back up and kind of give me the report. This is the report to your board of directors about the effectiveness of this wild idea that you had of creating a children's show around the 1910 fire and then playing it to a bunch of kids. So
sure,
what's happened in the last 2 years?
Well, we've presented the show to about 2,000 kids is the net result of it all. When I first was hired with CST, I had done an educational school tour during my time in Seattle with the Fifth Avenue's Adventure Musical Theater program, all about the creation of the Seattle Center and all that. And I found that the kids and adults alike responded really well to the edutainment style of theater. And it also was important to me as a producer of artists that I had an opportunity to involve more artists in more year-round work. So in my five-year plan, when I was first hired, I said, you know what, one of the most important things that I want to do is create this school tour. And the first nugget for a show that we wanted to do was a show about Ed Pulaski and the Big Burn. It was such a huge event in our natural history of this area. And that as a child growing up in this area, I didn't really know anything about. So I felt very personally that I wanted to explore this concept. I had no idea how I wanted to tell the story. I knew Christian DeMel, who wrote the book Music and Lyrics. I knew that I wanted to work with him. He and I had collaborated in the past and really had a wonderful working relationship. But we didn't know how to tell the story. And by happenstance, I was doing an artist in residency at Sorensen Elementary School in Coeur d'Alene.
Which is the magnet school.
Correct, the arts and culture magnet school. And a fifth grader had written this lovely little short story, Elizabeth Edmonds is her name, called The Diary of Elsie Pulaski. And it's basically seeing Ed Pulaski through the eyes of his daughter during the time. And I thought, oh my gosh, what a perfect framing device to tell this story so we don't have to have Ed narrating his own stuff. We can see it through his daughter's eyes. I bounced it over to Christian. He agreed. So we decided to go with that as our framing device for the story, which was told in, you know, starts in present day. Kids, oh, I have to do a stupid book report and do the book report on this fictional diary of Elsie Pulaski. And through the diary, they're sort of transported back in time to see the events unfold.
Nice. What a magical opening. And then you've done it a whole bunch to kids, but this is a public performance, right?
Or yeah. Well, one of the things that we've found is we've done a few other public performances sort of, you know, we did a couple at La Peep. We did one too, actually at the Snake Pit, which is one of the buildings that survived the Big Burn. And every time we do it for adults love it. They really respond. I mean, a lot of the humor in it is geared for children, but it's sort of that wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Mm-hmm. If you're a grown up and you're, you know, and especially if you have kids, you know,
I call it Bugs Bunny humor.
Totally. Yeah. Most definitely. It's for kids, but it's also for adults. And so every time we presented it for anybody who is pretty much any age, the response has been favorable. And the music is sophisticated. You know, as we heard, it's not quote unquote kids music. Mm-hmm. It's definitely it's full on musical theater, full sung stuff. And it's just a fun, if I do say so myself, as one of the writers on it, a really well-written piece of theater.
Yeah, nice. And so it's being done this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Where and when?
Friday and Saturday.
Well, Friday and Saturday. Okay, tonight. I had that backwards. Okay.
Tonight and tomorrow at 7 o'clock at the Jacklin Performing Arts, Jacklin Arts and Culture Center in Post Falls, the Jack. tickets are $20. Mm-hmm. And the show itself is about 45 minutes long, but we're doing a little pre-show cabaret with some other just to sort of enrich the experience all in all. So the entire experience should be about, you know, hour 15 from top to bottom.
At what time? 7:30?
7 o'clock.
Oh, 7 o'clock. Mm-hmm. 7 o'clock for that of Living Through the Fire. So that's one of the things of Coeur d'Alene Summer Theater, which does have kind of a year-round relate, or does, not kind of, it does have a year-round functions, more than summer.
I know.
And we could use a little endless summer, right?
Right,
<okay. laughs> right about now. Well, we're going to move to Chloe Cavender, but why don't you introduce her? Tell me what you know about Chloe Cavender.
Sure. Chloe and I have a multifaceted relationship. She's both been an actor for Coeur d'Alene Summer Theater and also is one of my voice students. And what I think is sort of fun about this radio program today is we're featuring three things that are sort of itinerant theater things. Like, dang it, we're going to make theater happen, come hell or high water.
Do something.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what Chloe's doing, a cabaret, and I'm singing in it.
And this is a cabaret which is on, try to get this one right, it's on Saturday night at the Art Spirit Gallery, and you told me the time was... At 7:30, at the Art Spirit Gallery, and what's the range of friends you have singing with you? You're singing most of it, but a few friends are helping out.
It's quite a range. I'm really excited to be singing with this group of people. Jad Davis is singing it. Henry is playing the piano for us, and then we have people like Chuck Etheridge, Brandon Michael, Reniero, and her jazz band are coming, so we have that to start the second half. Callie McKinney-Cabe, Kristen Noddett, just a huge wide range of people getting together to sing, so it should be quite a fun evening.
Nice. And tell me a little bit about your own theatrical life in addition to doing these things. You've been in Coeur d'Alene Summer Theater things. What other things do you do around here?
Yeah, well, I decided when I was in high school that I was going to be an actor. And so went off to college for it and then realized now I have this college degree, so I better start auditioning for things.
Yeah, where did you go to school?
I went to the University of Idaho.
Oh, they have a great theatrical, musical theater and opera and everything,
wonderful.
Don't they? Yeah.
It's a wonderful school to go to, especially for theater. So then when I graduated, I started getting some teaching jobs. So I teach elementary music. But I knew that I really wanted to be doing theater, so I started going to auditions. And getting to work at Coeur d'Alene Summer Theater, Spokane Civic Theater, Liberty Lake Community Theater, the Pondere Playhouse have all been really wonderful theatrical homes for me, and I've done a...
She was just in A Little Night Music at
Spokane. Oh, there you go.
I was.
Okay, good. So just fresh out of that. And
quite just a few days.
and then this song, I Won't Mind, that you're about to sing, it sounds like it's kind of your own personal discovery,
it's this wonderful little piece of music by Jeff Blumenkrantz, and it's from a musical that he never finished. So contextually, nobody really knows what exactly is going on in this song, and we now have the story. And it just goes through this story of this young girl, we assume, and she has a lot of discoveries throughout it. I'm only going to sing a portion of it because I don't want to give it away for Saturday. So you have to come and find out the end of the song. Right. But it's this unfinished, beautiful piece of music that we don't get to hear sung very often. So I wanted to definitely put it in the Do Not Sing list.
Perfect. Okay, well, let's send you out to the studio to hear this. This is Chloe Cavender. And she's going to be joined by Henry McNulty at the piano, and the two of them singing a part of this song, which is called I Won't Mind. So let's go to the studio and hear that as soon as they seem ready. The section of the song, I Won't Mind, which was sung for us by Chloe Cavender, and she was joined by the pianist Henry McNulty, as we're talking about three events in Coeur d'Alene happening. The first one, just to back up, is tonight and tomorrow night, Living Through the Fire at 7 o'clock. Well, I'm showing my Spokane centricism in North Idaho. Three events in North Idaho. It's tonight and tomorrow night at the Jacqueline Arts and Cultural Center in Post Falls. Which let's spend just a minute. It's such a satisfying acoustic place.
I love to
perform.
Jack. Yeah. As a singer, it's like singing in the shower. It's also just beautiful. I mean, you look out the window and you see the mountains. I mean, it's one of those. I don't want to call it a hidden gem because it's been around a while, but it's whenever people come there for the first time to see a show, they're like, "What? This is here in Post Falls."
Yeah,
it's really great. You know
what to look for, you can see it from the freeway.
Right,
that too. And so that's the first of these events we're talking about. Then the second is Saturday night at 7:30 at Art Spirit Gallery, which also has a new show. They have an opening, so they're going to have an opening tonight. Mm-hmm. So there's an amazing number of things going on. An opening tonight for their new show.
North Idaho's the place to be.
It kind of sounds like it. I think I even somewhere have a list of...
Chris Bivens and Shelley Lindholm.
That's right. Yeah, okay. Acrylics, mixed media work, acrylics and wax work. At the Art Spirit Gallery. So then that's tomorrow night at 7:30. And then it's next weekend, and let's get this right. Is it also Friday and Saturday night?
Correct.
For the cabaret that you're doing, and that is going to be where?
It's also at the Jack.
At the Jack. Okay, so you're kind of in residence there. And is it a dinner theater production?
It is a dinner theater production. We originally... We conceived the show in conjunction with the Cellar restaurant in Coeur d'Alene. Unfortunately, the Cellar closed, and we still had the show. We'd sold a number of tickets to it. So we decided, okay, well, let's see what we can do in terms of finding another venue. We called the Jack, and they were available, and we called Manja Catering, and they were available, and we sold the thing out, and we had an absolute blast doing it. I wrote the script. And we called, at that point in time, we called it the Cabernet Cabaret because we're going to have it at the Cellar. And now we're remounting it. We're calling it simply the Dinner Cabaret because we want to sort of have a format that we can come back to and revisit, you know, in the future. It's a completely original script with some published music and a decent amount of original music as well. Henry McNulty wrote a bunch of the music in it. I wrote a few of the lyrics. So it's a nice, in a way, it's sort of like a jukebox dinner musical. Based around regional cuisine. So we start the show in Italy with Italian cuisine, and then we go to the next country, which is Austria, and have some Austrian cuisine. And then we originally ended it in France, and now we're ending it in Ireland in honor of St. Patrick's Day.
Well, now it's time to embarrass Henry McNulty for a little while because, I'm going to make you embarrass him for a minute, just about, his value to the theatrical community.
Sure. Henry does it all. And actually, he and I have had this very frank conversation. Like, what do you want to be considered as? Are you an actor? Are you a music director? Are you a director? What's your thing? He's like, working. I've with Coeur d'Alene Summer Theater alone, I've utilized Henry, as an actor, as a music director, now as a composer, as a coach, and I've got him. We'll be announcing our cast lists shortly for the season. He's going to be performing with us again this coming summer. Mm-hmm. A couple great parts. When you're in a market like, the Inland Northwest, you sort of have to, if you want to do this full time, you have to find ways to create multiple niches for yourself in order to not have to work at Starbucks. And Henry's, managed to create a really, from all... from my side of things, it's a really valuable career.
Well, beyond the practicality, and let's bring in Henry to defend himself for a minute. Did you grow up with all of these things equally in your past and your love of playing the piano and singing and acting and the whole thing?
Yeah, I really starting from probably middle school forward, I was dabbling in all of these fields. I never really had a clear idea which of them I wanted to do, which has, oddly enough, now paid dividends in that I never picked. I do them all.
Mm-hmm. I think you probably understated when you said dabble because you had to get beyond dabbling. You had to develop techniques in all these things.
That's true. That's true. I think for a long time, though, it resembled dabbling in that I'm mostly self-taught in piano, certainly, and... cobbled together my own education in theater in general. But I think that if you do that for long enough and you spend enough time just believing I'm getting better, I'm getting better, and you just keep going, that in the end can amount to a solid education in any of these
Jack of all trades, master of all.
Well, could you also maybe extrapolate that by being, as you said, mostly self-taught in piano, it might have helped you to become a songwriter?
I think that's true.
Because you weren't bound just by the conventions laid upon you.
I think that's true. I think the very first things I did with piano were at the ranch house my great-grandfather owned.
Where?
And it had this old, out-of-tune acoustic, and I would just, at that time, very much dabble on that. And do the annoying stuff that kids do, just playing random little tunes over and over. But again, you keep doing that long enough, it can turn into something.
Where was that ranch house, just out of curiosity, or in what state?
It's here in Washington. It was up near Sedonia, tiny little community up a bit north in the state.
Yeah, wow. Well, anyway, and so now you're doing all this stuff, and let's talk about the specific songs that you wrote for this review between the two of you. Is it part of, is it a group, is it a cycle, or are they simply individual songs with different lyrics?
When I was putting together the theme and the script for the show, what I wanted to have was one consistent song that tied each act together, so we didn't have, you know, a completely different flavor for each act. So we wanted to write a theme that bridged all three locations. And so I approached Henry about, would you be interested in writing this piece? I've got some lyrics. And so I gave, then the name of that song is It's Fine, It's Cool, Deep Breaths, you know, sort of a couple talking each other off of a ledge every time they go to a new culture. So he wrote the music for that. And then as we were putting together the music to flesh out the script in each piece, in each location, like, is there anything that you've written that really fits, thematically into this? And then the one that we're going to be performing today is called If But the World. It's not from this show. It's from another. What is the show that it's from?
It's from a defunct project from a while ago. So it's essentially a trunk song these days. But
pulling a Beethoven and borrowing from yourself.
Yes.
Yeah. And so that's the show, which is the 17th and 18th, I think we got that right, next Friday and Saturday night, also at the Jack, as you were discussing. And I'll bet your website is something like cdasummertheater.com.
That is exactly what it is. Theater with an R-E.
And that's the thing. It won't autocorrect that necessarily. And so that's the thing to look for, to find all the details that I've been confusing enough about. Well, let's send you both into the other room and hear this song, If But the World. This was, as we've mentioned, written by, well, in collaboration with Jed Davis, and some of the things written in collaboration with Jed Davis and Henry McNulty. This is a song that Henry McNulty wrote that will be on that show next weekend. So let's go to the studio and hear If But the World.
And we follow no imperative.
Jed Davis singing, Henry McNulty playing the piano on Henry McNulty's song, If But the World, which is one of the things that will be on that review, which is in a week. Jed, we'll pull a few things together here. The first is to mention that Chloe's concert, which is Saturday night at 7:30 at the Art Spirit Gallery, is a benefit for some medical bills.
Right. Chloe had a cancerous mole that the doctor said, we got to take it off. And she it's like, okay, I guess we do. And then ended up getting slapped with a pretty big bill. So this is to benefit some of her medical expenses. But it's also, I mean, in the land of being itinerant performers, it's a chance for us, for people to sing. I mean, a lot of us, we want to sing. And we want to, you know, as artists, we want to support each other as best we can. So when we can all come together for a cause that we can rally around, it's really, it's nice.
Nice. And then the quick preview on your summer season.
Thank you. Coeur d'Alene Summer Theater will open our season this year with Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. We are building a car from the ground up, and we're going to find a way to make it fly. I'll be directing that, following that with Rodgers and Hammerstein's Pulitzer winner, South Pacific, directed by Tyler Krieg, and then closing out our season with a newish musical, Million Dollar Quartet, about the night that Johnny Cash, Elvis Presley, Carl Perkins, and Jerry Lee Lewis all came together and jammed. It's a true story. In fact, there's a show called Sun Records on the Country Music Channel right now that's completely all about the same subject matter. And that'll be directed by Matt Wolf, who played Harold Hill for us last summer.
Good. So that's the three shows of Coeur d'Alene Summer Theater coming along. We'll have a fine time both in the near term and the far term.
Thank you very much.
Events going on in Coeur d'Alene. And also to reiterate everything that we said, plus the Coeur d'Alene Symphony tonight at 7:30 at the Kroc Center, and then tomorrow afternoon at 2. So there's a lot happening in Coeur d'Alene this weekend, and maybe some better weather to enjoy it within.